88.
Friday shopping, folks. No, no, no. Behind the chrome microphone of common sense at your service on a post-Thanksgiving edition of What's on Your Mind. How are you? You know, I don't understand the whole Black Friday thing. I really, really don't. You know, after the turkey was eaten yesterday, we had some family members kind of gathering around all the flyers. And it's almost like you have to look for something to shop for, whether you need it or not. Now, I get a bargain, I guess, if you really need, I'll give you an example. We did this online. We needed a range. Okay, we needed a new stove range, right? And we've actually been looking for one for a while. There's one we're like half off. That was a part of a Black Friday special. Well, we ordered it online, all right? So I get that. If you have a need for something and there's all kinds of bargains and you see it, oh my gosh, look at this Black Friday special. Great. Other than that, other than a true need for a particular item, you know, maybe it's on a Christmas list. I don't get the whole Black Friday thing. What is the, is it the thrill of the hunt? Is it enormous bargains? Or is it some sort of a disease? And I say that only half jokingly. Some sort of a gotta make the donuts, you know, you're sort of like the robot there. It's Black Friday, I gotta go shop. Whether you need anything or not. We were joking with some neighbors the other day, you know, how much of this stuff is going to end up in a garage sale 2 or 3 summers from now. So I need a little help today from this fine audience of AM 1090, The Flag and The Bakken. And AM 1100, The Flag. Do you Black Friday shop? Is this a day for you to shop? Yes or no? And if yes, why? If no, why? I need a little education on all of this. Don't quite understand it. Don't really get it. Mr. Mark Skogerbo has the day off today. Oh, by the way, let me tell you the number. Where you can, we can have this little conversation. You're going to help me out here today. Help me understand this, okay? 855-200-1776. I'm going to post a question on Facebook, but I'm guessing that'll be loaded up with people that are not shopping today. See, so it will be a skewed poll. That's why I'd like to hear from you. 855-200-1776. Tell me how your Thanksgiving was, too. I hope it was great. I'm loaded with questions today, but I need answers from the fine audience. The wise, sage audience of What's on Your Mind and the Flag radio stations. Who we're going to be seeing lots of in the coming days. We'll be in the Bakken for our first ever Bakken Freedom Club meeting. Tuesday night, Farm Festival Building, 7 o'clock in Tioga. Looking forward to that. Then the following week up to Grand Forks. As the Freedom Club hits the road, a little road show, a little road trip. Really looking forward to that. 855-200-1776. Okay, first round of questions. Do you Black Friday shop? Yes, no. Why not? And is it, what is the deal? Is it, for the thrill of the hunt? Hot bargains or disease? What do I mean by disease? Now, let me just tamper that a little bit, not to scare you off in any shape or form. Being in a rush to buy stuff just to have stuff is not healthy. Right? And I've been there. I've been there. I've done this. Not just on Black Friday. Although I don't usually behind the microphone on Black Friday. Not a big crowd shopper. So can't think of a lot of Black Friday. I've never done that wake up at 4 in the morning thing. Not a chance. And by the way, this year it started much earlier. Much earlier. A little running dispute with our daughter Haley, youngest member of the family, last night. She said, "You take me to the mall." I said, "No, I'm not going to the mall." I spent the entire week on the radio talking about how ridiculous it is that stores have to open on Thanksgiving. I'm not about to bring you to the mall. Please. She had an obsession to want to go to Bath and Body Works. No, we're not going there. Caused a little bit of a blow up. She was grumped out on me. That's really sick if you ask me. You really need it that bad? You have to go then? So anyway, the disease part to me, and you can challenge me on this or agree or disagree, is buying stuff just because, right? You're just, you know, you don't really need it. There is no, grand bargain. If so-and-so store is selling 100 things at one half the normal price, and once those 100 things are gone, I guess that's if you really need one of those 100 things, you get up and you go and you hope you get it, right? And you saved a couple of bucks, you're being frugal. That's okay, I guess. Makes sense. But if you buy one of those things just because it's half off and you never know, I might need one someday, that's stupid. That's a disease. That's dumb. Now, it's your money. I'm not challenging the fact that you have the right to do it. I just think it's dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. My particular take on the Black Friday thing. I think, and I haven't really unpacked his comments at length yet. I want to do it, and we might at the bottom of the hour. But a lot of coverage about some of the comments that Pope Francis had to say about capitalism. And I have learned since this Pope has been in this position, Pope Francis has been the leader of the Catholic Church, that the coverage of what he says is very different than what he says. In other words, they take a line and without any context build a story around it. And I've found several times when people say Pope Francis said this and meant this, that if you actually read a paragraph or two before and a paragraph or two after, you say, well, I don't think he really meant that. So I'm not convinced that this latest round of criticism, critical of capitalism, is accurate. But I think his previous comments about consumerism might be linked here, given the timing of when he said it. And I don't know if it's a few more gray hairs on my head or what, but I inch that way myself. Free market, you know, people work hard for their money and how they choose to spend it, you know, bless them. But think about this in this context for a moment. You know, you're revved up about Black Friday right now today, for those of you that are. Bargain hunting or looking for stuff or saving money or whatever, right? Do you think on your deathbed you're going to go, gosh, if I'd have got up a half hour earlier, that one back Black Friday and I got that roaster? You know, oh, I could have got a 55-inch TV for $500. I don't think you're going to say that on your deathbed. I don't think it's going to matter a year from now, let alone on your deathbed. And I'm not so sure it doesn't do us some good to spend a little time pondering those kind of questions as you're planning your day, your week, your month, your year, the rest of the time you have on this earth. Maybe say, you know, is this really going to matter? Maybe instead of rushing to shop today, I'm going to call somebody I haven't talked to in a year. I'm going to call a family member. I'm going to go to the nursing home and brighten somebody's day. And spend my money on a gift certificate for them when they're not expecting it. Random act of kindness. I don't know. To me, those are the things that when your time is up, will stick with you a lot more than having got a hot bargain on Black Friday or polished off your Christmas list a little bit early. Is that a little too bah humbug for you? Am I dampering your Black Friday way of thinking? Feel free to challenge me today if you need to. I'm thinking about all those people right now that have no time to call the program because they are consumed with getting to the next store probably been at this for 12 hours, started at 8 o'clock last night at some mall. I wonder, by the way, do those people take a break? Do they go out at 8 and keep going straight through? Do they take a little nap and then get back and go at it again when a new round of stores open up at 4 and 5 and 6? And who opens? Does anybody open at 9 on Black Friday, or are you just so toast if you... That's actually not a bad strategy with all this goofy stuff, people opening up early. You know, open at a normal time on Friday. We're opening at 9 on Friday, 10 on Friday. You can have a whole line at your door because it ravaged every other place. Am I being a Debbie Downer here on Black Friday? I tell me if I am. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a drive-by, 2 to chat today on the program.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Facebook question. And here is the question. Steve, you are the first one that gets to answer. Steve Bakken and I, you will be chatting about these and other topics come up in our 9 and 10 o'clock hours today. Did you join the mob shopping last night or this morning? First question.
No.
Can someone explain the Black Thursday Friday craze to me? What's the draw? Bargains? Thrill of the hunt? Will it matter on your deathbed? Take a crack at a few of those.
I think they came up with Gray Thursday is the correct terminology for Gray Thursday than Black Friday.
Oh, is that what they're calling it now?
Yeah. You know, I've asked this question to some people, and the response I've got was, I don't know, a little disconcerting in that people have actually told me that, well, they want to get the better deal before somebody else does.
Well, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, and then you're just.
But it's a competition.
If it's on your list, okay, hey, I'm buying my mom a toaster because she really wants a toaster, and the exact toaster she wants was $100 yesterday, but it's $50 today. I would get that because then you have, you know, you spread your dollars around a little more. But I tend to think that the vast majority of it is people just buying stuff because it's on sale, whether they need it or not, that it's destined for a garage sale in their future.
Oh, I wouldn't disagree with you at all. In fact, Wednesday I was reading a list of some of the things you shouldn't buy on Black Friday, or in this case, Gray Thursday. According to consumer experts, toys, because those are usually marked down mid-December. Brand name TVs, because Black Friday and Gray Thursday, if you notice, it's not the brand name televisions that are on sale. It's the knockoff names, which there's nothing wrong with. But winter clothes, because you're better off to wait until January when they go on sale, and watches and jewelry. Those are the four biggest purchase items for Black Friday or Gray Thursday that people buy that they really shouldn't buy. It's the wrong time to buy those items.
See, now there's lists of what to buy and what not to buy. It's all too confusing. And I want stores to do well. I'm guessing that I'm going to start a Facebook food fight. They happen often by this question of will it matter on your deathbed. But I think that's the question. You know, we got to ask ourselves that about everything, right? I think to use as one travels through life. Will it matter on my deathbed? Yeah. One more stop, one more meeting, one more phone call, one more blah, blah, blah. You know, if we just sort of use that as our standard as we go through life, the world would be a better place, I think. Eugene Grainer is going to join us for a good chunk of the program today from Heartland Investor Services. And I love Eugene's insight and analysis. There's a new poll out about the economy. Seen this, Steve, from CNN, less than a quarter say economy is improving. 39% say that the economy is still in a downturn. So people, real people, see a difficult economic picture in the United States. Obviously, it's a little different in North Dakota than it is elsewhere. But the experts, if you will, say, well, look at Wall Street. Look at, things are improving. And Eugene has always been a good one to pour some cold water on that theory. So we're going to just talk with him a little bit about this year, 2013, and ahead to 2014, and look forward to that conversation with Mr. Grainer. And then we have a toy expert today on the program. For those of you that are out there Black Friday shopping or getting ready to make some youngster's Christmas a little brighter, and we'll welcome your calls for the toy expert today. So stay tuned for that. It'll be about 10:30.
I want to know if people are out shopping, though. If you're out shopping today, I want to hear from you.
I do, too. Yeah. Why? Just very simple.
Why? It's like, is it the bargain? Is it become a tradition? What are you doing?
Bob in Grafton. Are you Black Friday shopping or Gray Thursday shopping?
Morning, guys. No, actually, I'm working. So, I haven't...
I was going to say, welcome to the club. We're working with you, but maybe you can explain the whole Black Friday thing to us. Steve and I are scratching our heads.
I know, right? Well, you know, last year, my wife and family and I did go Black Friday shopping, I have to admit, for the first time ever. I've never done that really before. I was just always, you know, about the traffic and the congestion and all that. And this, but I did get some really good deals last year on some stuff for the kids and for Christmas presents. But, you know, I think, Scott, you got a point there. It just, once I went out and did that last year with my wife, my fears, if you want to call it, were correct. I mean, my Lord, you couldn't find a parking spot. You couldn't find a shopping cart. And then you got the people that are camping outside the store. It was, I think it was kind of fun to see all that. But yet, in the same breath, it was like, my Lord, you know, Thanksgiving comes and people are already thinking about Christmas. It's like, holy cow, you know. So I guess I'm kind of either way on the Black Friday thing. We're not going this year. Last year was crazy enough. But I do think that, like you're saying, that it does kind of sort of have a materialistic sort of tone to it. And Steve made a comment that kind of caught my ear when he said it just seems, you know, people are getting greedy, you know, selfishness, you know, I want to get the deal before somebody else gets the deal. And I don't know, that's not what this time of year is supposed to be about, you know what I mean?
I think you're right. I think,
people are in competition. They want to get the deal before somebody else does. I've had several people tell me that.
Yeah, and like I say, if it's on your list, I can see that, right? If it's going to stretch your dollar further, there's some sense in that. If you're really being strategic about it, okay, here's the things I want, and if I go out at this early hour on Great Thursday or Black Friday or whatever, that I'll be able to, you know, be more giving. Oh, great. That's wonderful. Bob, thanks for the call. Some good points. And Bob, I sense Bob is in the same spot I am. Just a little bit of uneasiness about it all, trying to sort it out.
Did you drive around last night, Scott? Did you see what the mall looked like in Bismarck? Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck was ridiculous. What was the? Did you see it? Drive by any malls and see if people were out? It was packed last night when I was driving home from dinner.
Now we rolled back into Fargo about 8, so right about the time they're opening. But I didn't gander a look over at West Acres. But I story in the forum today about the craziness. And there's a line out front of Toys R Us at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. You got to see the line all the way around the building. Unbelievable. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware. And also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Back on a What's On Your Mind Black Friday edition, 855-200-1776 to answer our question of the day. Do you join the mob? Either last night or this morning. And I'm looking for an explanation on the whole Gray Thursday Black Friday craze. What's the draw? Is it bargains? Is it the thrill of the hunt? And my really profound question designed to make you think today. Or throw things at the radio, whichever. Will it matter on your deathbed? The bargains you got today. Is it really that important? Michael on our Facebook page says, nope. Sasha says, nope, I enjoyed some football in Turkey, and I can get those same deals and some that are better throughout the year. Miranda says, I have family that looks in the ads and goes for good deals on specific things, but they're never overly invested in it. I like to tag along and dig through dirt cheap movies. If I get some, great. If I don't, then oh well. It's mainly fun just to see other people executing some serious game plans. Yeah, I get that. A little bit of people watching if you have nothing better to do. There would be better ways to spend your day. I can't imagine looking at this photo of a Twilight at Toys R Us yesterday on Thanksgiving and seeing a line wrap all the way around. I'm thinking, gosh, this is how you want to spend your Thanksgiving? I don't get it. Is it connected to what Pope Francis has said in a new 84-page document, which is sort of like his platform? I've seen some coverage on this. Not really dug into this, unpacked this, but here's some of the mainstream coverage as an example. This is NBC's report on this. And again, a warning. NBC News giving us quote-unquote news on the Pope has to be played with a disclaimer that they're always going to put their bent on this. But let's see what they did.
Pope Francis is getting a lot of attention tonight for the mission statement he just issued for the Catholic Church he would like to see in the future. It was a kind of summary of a lot of things he's been saying lately. He writes that the church must reform itself and pay more attention to the poor. He also wrote the church must, quote, abandon the complacent attitude that says we have always done it this way. Notably, he does go on to make clear the church doctrine on issues like abortion will not change. Elsewhere on the Pope's schedule this week was a meeting with Vladimir Putin, who we should note showed up to meet the Pope 50 minutes late.
Gotta be kidding me. What a jerk. Anyway, that wasn't much there. It didn't give us much. Here's the Reuters story. Pope Francis called for renewal of the Roman Catholic Church. Nothing controversial there, right? And attacked unfettered capitalism as a new tyranny. Okay, is unfettered anything good? Too much of a good thing is a bad thing, right? So, you know, I don't know exactly what he meant by unfettered capitalism, and I want to dig into his actual remarks, not rely on a Reuters story to do this in the coming days, but I think we probably all would attack unfettered capitalism He went on to urge global leaders to fight poverty and growing inequality in the first major work he's authored alone as the pontiff. Right, fighting poverty and growing inequality would be a good thing, wouldn't it? So far, I haven't found anything too controversial here. The 84-page document known as an exhortation amounted to an official platform for his papacy, building on views that he's aired in sermons and remarks since he became the first non-European pope in 1300 years in March. In it, Francis went further than previous comments, criticizing the global economic system, attacking the idolatry of money, and beseeching politicians to guarantee all citizens dignified work, education, and health care. He also called on rich people to share their wealth. Just as the commandment, thou shalt not kill, sets a clear limit in order to safeguard the value of human life, today we also have to say thou shalt not to an economy of exclusion and inequality. Such an economy kills. How can it be that it is not a news item when an elderly homeless person dies of exposure, but it is news when the stock market loses 2 points? That's a wake-up call for you. I'll connect that to my question on will the bargains you get today matter on your deathbed? Again, you know, the Pope's job, in my view, is not to, set policy for individual countries. It's to, he's a pastor. All right, he's designed to bring you out of your box and think a little bit and grow a little bit spiritually. And I think that makes you think a little bit when he talks about that. John in Grand Forks wants to weigh in on Black Friday. Hello, John, you're up.
Yeah, good morning. I want to cover a couple of your topics right now, but, you know, I'm thinking, if every company knows that the day after Thanksgiving, they always go into the black, so to speak, start making a profit for themselves, why would you drastically cut your prices?
Well, I mean, they're loss leaders, aren't they? I mean, they're probably number one. So I guess, I'm guessing Best Buy, selling, whatever, 55-inch TVs for $500. It probably bought them for, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I know that. I'm just kind of kidding about that. That's
600.
But anyway,
it's just part of the game. Part of the game.
Yeah. I'm retired, so I don't, even during the year, we don't go out shopping on the weekends if we don't have to. Because Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday are good days to go out.
What is a good day where you don't have to fight the crowd, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to the grocery store on Tuesdays, I found out it's the quiet day and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, hey, I got one more comment. 2 weeks from today, my son is going to get married, and we're Lutheran, and he's going to marry one of those crazy Catholics. What do I do?
What do you mean, what do you do?
I don't. I remember growing up, I mean, boy, Protestant and Catholic, ooh, that was
that was called a mixed marriage then, wasn't it?
Yeah, I told the kids, the main thing is, I don't care, it's your decision, but the main thing is, when you get a family, I want you all to go to a church together. That's the most important thing, so, I had to give you a little... on that, so. Okay.
It's good advice, though, that you're giving the kids. Go to church together. Yeah, sort that out. And obviously, when you have the parents of two different faiths, they need to have that conversation. Okay, when we have kids, what's the plan? Are we, which religion are we going to raise them in? Or, my dad was a convert. He was raised Lutheran, and my mom was Catholic, and he actually converted and made the decision that her faith was important enough to her that he wanted to demonstrate that he was willing to learned more about it, did, and became Catholic. So other people handle it that way. John, appreciate the call. And I know you were saying, I know your crazy Catholic line was tongue-in-cheek. Here's another call on the Black Friday question.
Hello, my name is Steve. I'm calling from Thief River Falls. I think Black Friday, Gray Thursday, is another fine example of the degrading of priorities in our society. I think we can blame that on everything from Hollywood to Washington to St. Paul to Bismarck. When it becomes profit becomes more important than people, I think that applies on both the corporate and consumer side of things. This is what we get. We have corporations demanding people work, and we have consumers demanding these places be open. We see these images of families in commercials at these stores, everybody smiling and happy. More often than not, what I'm seeing is mom is mad, dad is disgusted, and the kids are crying. I think I will not participate in Black Friday. I just think I have more important things to do on the Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call. And I agree with much of what he said. I don't see a lot of positive in the ratcheting up of this craze. I really don't. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. 855-200-1776 if you want to weigh in. That's a good one. I'll save that for the statewide audience that'll join us. Come on up here in a little bit as well. The story from the Bismarck Tribune today. Where is it? The line into Best Buy at Pinehurst Square Shopping Center in Bismarck stretched as far as the Dollar Tree for the store's 6 p.m. opening Thanksgiving Day. That wouldn't mean much to you unless you've been there, but the Dollar Tree is quite a ways from Best Buy. Wonder how far. I don't want to estimate. Hundreds more people piled out of their cars to join the procession after the doors opened. The store is one of more than a dozen major retailers across the U.S. opening its doors to shoppers on the holiday. At the Kirkwood Mall, even smaller retailers inside the mall, Eddie Bauer, Victoria's Secret, chose an 8 p.m. holiday opening. The holiday openings are a break with tradition. The day after Thanksgiving, called Black Friday for a decade, had been considered the official start to the holiday buying season. Now, with sales starting earlier, Thanksgiving has been given the retail moniker of Gray Thursday. There you go. With Christmas lights adorning their head, sisters Courtney, Lindsay, and Haley joined the line at Target at Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck at 6 p.m., waiting for the store to open at 8 p.m. as employees walked up and down the line handing out store maps and Clif Bars. "We've been planning this for a while," said one of the sisters. "Plan was to be there in time to beat the shoppers coming from Walmart and Best Buy, where deals started at 6 p.m. Their goal was to get to the main doorbuster deal, a 50-inch flat-screen TV being sold for half its usual price. Only 56 customers would be able to get one." Oh, man. Here's another thing. I guarantee you that TV... Watch flat-screen TV prices from year to year. Year from now, you don't have to get up at or step away from the Thanksgiving dinner table. You'll get it probably cheaper. Get Terry and Grand Forks in here before the break quickly. Terry, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Terry.
How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Steve and your families.
Did you Black Friday shop? Did you Black Friday shop, Terry?
You'd have a better chance of me being the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton in the state of North Dakota in 2016 than to get me out on Black Friday to go shopping.
We're up against the break here. Hold tight, Terry. I want to hear what you have to say. We'll give you enough time on the other side of the break to do just that. Just stay right where you're at. More coming up. What's on your mind, friends? Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from Utopia. UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hey folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake. Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving, why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner at the 502 restaurant and some fun activities. Festival of Lights Parade and lighting in the city of downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chasers Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all 3 nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Black Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. All right, Terry in Grand Forks was just starting to share some comments before the break. Terry, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. I just want to go through some quick numbers here. You know, the comment about capitalism, and maybe, Scott, sometime down the road, I think a great show would be to take the where Ronald Reagan was, the economy was, interest rates, inflation, the labor market, unemployed, et cetera. Run through his numbers when he took office and what it was 5 years later. Because let me give you some Obama numbers here after 5 years. And these are all fact-checking. Everyone who can take the time to look these up, they're out there. Since Obama has taken office, real median income down 4%. Percentage of people in poverty up almost 14%. The number of people who are not working total in the country, up 52%. Part-time job holders who want full-time jobs, up 62%. The number of people on food stamps, up just shy of 50%. The amount of money the federal government's spending on disability payments, up 20%. federal debt up almost 60%. And I can go on and on. I don't understand how anybody who has an IQ over, say, I don't know, 12, can't understand that the last 5 years and his entire economic plan has been Obamacare. Because that's what he did. He had 2 years at the House, the Senate, and himself totally unchecked. And what he chose to do after 2008, the economy crash, was Obamacare. That was his economic plan. And this is what's given us. How can anybody believe this guy when he says we're in a recovery, and the economy's doing better, and he's got a plan to make it better in the future?
Yeah, what's gotten better?
Everything's gotten worse.
What's improved? Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's stat after stat. And by the way, this is why the mainstream media is so malfeasance. And they're malfeasance in the reporting of this stuff, because obviously if this was a Republican president, these things would be headlines. I was amazed, though, that the CNN poll out today suggests that less than a quarter of Americans polled say the economy is improving. 39% say it's still in a downturn.
And I guess I would say one, include one thing that people, you know, whoever's listening, especially across the state of North Dakota, is in North Dakota, I think a lot of people are just clueless as to what's happening on the majority of other states. It is bad out there. It is tough times. And, especially with what our state's done with spending and whatnot, I just think people, you need to do some research, because the country is in bad shape in most places. And I think we are just a little bit too caught up in how well we're doing, because you need to realize that we're only one of 50 states, and it's not good for a country when so many of our the people across so many states are in the shape they're in, because the federal government or policies are keeping them from enjoying life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Well said, Terry, and I'm glad you're not going to be heading up Hillary Clinton's campaign.
I guess I could do that, and she would definitely lose the state, because it'd be bad news if your campaign manager campaigned against you. Have a good day.
All right, Terry, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, the weekend's here, so we better give you a little weather picture here. About 7 minutes before the top of the hour, we want to tell you what we're looking at weather-wise. Partly sunny with a high near 30 today in a good chunk of North Dakota, western Minnesota. We'll start here in the valley. Partly sunny, breezy with a south-southeast wind, 15 to 21. Winds gust as high as 28. That'll wreck a good day. Tonight, cloudy, a low around 16. South-southeast wind at 7 to 11, becoming west-northwest after midnight. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 32. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, about 12. Sunday, snow. Mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 32. 40% chance of snow, though. And that'll continue into Sunday night, into Monday with a high near 32. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday all have some snow. By Thursday, a slight chance. Cool off, too, because temps are going to be down to 20s by Wednesday, and high near about single or double, 12. Below the teens on Thursday. On the oil patch, mostly cloudy with a high near 28 today. South wind 7 to 11, shifting to the northwest this afternoon. Cloudy tonight, low around 14. Tomorrow, nice. Partly sunny, about 34. West wind around 5. Gotta love that. Then the snow possibility rolls in Saturday night in the patch. 50-50 chance of snow after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 18. Calm winds, though. Sunday, snow likely before noon. Cloudy with a high near 32. And Sunday night, 50% chance of snow after midnight. Monday, snow in the forecast, cloudy, high near 28. Tuesday, 50% chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 19. Wednesday, 30% chance of snow, cloudy and cold, high near 8. Don't forget, by the way, next Freedom Club meeting is at the Farm Festival building in Tioga. If you, like us, stand for faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise, join the Army. Farm Festival building, 7 o'clock, Tuesday night in Tioga. Looking forward to seeing lots of folks. All right, let's take a roundup of the temperatures right now. Fargo clear and 18. Overcast and 16 in Grand Forks. Jamestown clear and 18. Devil's Lake clear and 19. Clear and 18 in Wahpeton. 16 in Valley City under clear skies. On the oil patch, 19 and overcast in Minot, Williston clear and 21. Tioga and Stanley at 16 degrees. Sydney, Montana clear and 12. Minnesota side, Thief River clear at 14. Alex, 15 degrees. 18 in Detroit Lakes at this hour. Aberdeen, South Dakota clear at 18. And there you go.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.